How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And we're joined on the side a bit by Jenny Bead.
Hello.
Hi.
Jenny's sort of crouching in the corner of the room at the moment.
I thought you just launched straight into it.
Yeah, that's how we do it, Jen.
Oh my, I thought there was like sort of like going to be some clarity, like press-ups or like stretching.
No, Jenny, no.
No, we're people the thing is, we're always warm.
We're always ready warm. To go.
Always limber.
Don't get ready, stay ready.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Do you know what I mean? I was born ready.
We're constantly ready to drop into a podcast like that.
Drop a hat.
At the same time, like
really
Susie's ready to drop into the splits at all times.
Yeah.
Splits are not very all much times, is it? Podcast. It's the jumping into the splits is very much drunk Sue's.
Ah, different.
Different girl.
Different girl. Like a different girl. And we're speaking to you today from Susie's lovely flat here. The festival, where we're right opposite.
Holyrood.
You happy to tell everyone where you live, is it?
We're by Holyrood.
24.
Yeah. It's so nice. Jenny, no stay. Jenny's mouthing to say,
really?
Shall I go?
No, we've got a show.
Come and be our guest.
Be our guest. So, Jenny, friends.
Thank you.
Like-minded friends, you'll be aware that Jenny is my housemate both in London and in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And in life.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I'm very honoured to be part of this.
Oh, Jenny, no. Please.
I mean, Tom's still got a bagel in his mouth. Don't feel like
it's been one hell of a month.
It hasn't it just? So, now we. Week two?
We're officially week one.
Are you serious?
My God.
Yeah, because last week is like the preparatory preview week, officially. That's why it's the 3 weeks magazine. It's 3 weeks, if you take that sense about it. But it's essentially we're in the second week of being it.
It's 4 weeks, though, isn't it?
It's 4 weeks.
It's 4 weeks.
Curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rebrand.
Yeah. Rebrand. Yeah, they should rebrand that, shouldn't they?
Give them a call. Hi, guys.
So the festival, traditionally runs for 3 weeks in August, but everybody has to get here like 3 days before.
And then we do a couple of shows that are like previews
but not really,
because people come.
People review.
So it's been fun, but Jenny, how have you been finding the festival?
Ups and downs, as it goes. My great ones are great ones, and I love them, and everything's so nice with the world. But then you have one bad one, and you go, oh no, I'm not a comedian, I'm a terrible person.
That's the nature of the festival, isn't it? Like Susie and I, we've often talked about this,
how
it's such a learning.
I mean, do you remember that year where we drank in the afternoon?
Such a hard year.
Such a tough year.
Was this 3 p.m. vodka year?
Yeah, that's right, love. Thanks, Smirnoff.
Sponsored by.
Absolute.
The gay one. Only the gay one.
Only the
rainbowy one. I like that one.
Yeah, that's absolute, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. You said absolute, and I agreed with you, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't sure if this was an agreement or a contradiction.
I thought you were just mentioning all the different vodkas, just in case any of them might want to sponsor
you. Yeah.
My favourite's Grey Goose. If you want to get in touch, you know the PR box.
It's like a Stolichnaya, or however you pronounce
it.
What one?
Stolichnaya?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the one that has like a piece of hay in it?
That's the bison one.
Bison grass?
Is that
vodka, or is that gin?
I think
it's from Poland, so it's vodka.
Oh,
I think. Because my dad's friend Slav.
Oh, he brings it over?
He lives on the farm.
Oh. I met him, I think.
You did meet Slav, yeah.
Yeah, he's super handsome.
Yeah, you said that.
Did I say that in front of your dad?
No, of course not.
You say it in front of Slav.
I said it in front of
Slav.
No,
you think that Slav's attractive. He's a lovely man. But you mean, look.
Look.
Men confuse me all the time.
He brings booze. He's very good with his hands. He's a metal worker.
He is, yeah. He's
like flash dance.
It's very flash dance. I think that's basically in my mind.
He's Jennifer Beale.
He's
a young Jennifer Beale.
That's how I saw him. Yeah. And then there was somebody else who opened a door.
The butler.
Yeah. Someone opened a door with their top off, and I was like, this has been quite a morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when my dad took you round the farm.
When I went round the farm, yeah.
Yeah. My wonderful father was like, oh, look at Tom in his suit. I assume what he wants to do is go and look at lorries.
Lorries and horses. It was so lovely.
But my dad was just like, come on then, Tom, I'll show you around. oh, okay. Of course, you were having a lovely time with your mum.
I was having a lovely time chatting to Susie's mum.
Did you wear a suit to meet them?
When I arrived, I think I was wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And I was super excited about meeting the dogs.
Because we'd come
from a gig. Oh, yeah.
We'd been Bridport, I think.
Yeah, or Lyme Regis. One of our several tour dates in the Southwest.
One of 800 tour dates we did in the Southwest. We stopped off at Susie's mum and dad to stay there.
Yeah.
And I was just excited about meeting the dogs. Have you met the dogs, Jenny?
I haven't met any of the clan at all.
Oh.
Well, mum's up next 2 weeks.
I'm so excited.
Have such a nice time.
No, I'm not quite as excited as my parents are to meet Susie. They are she's their favourite person.
Oh.
I mean, your mum's all over my Instagram.
All over. I'll get a text from her saying, oh, Susie's new Instagram really made me laugh.
So when are your folks coming?
They're up next week.
Next week. And then when is Anne coming up?
Anne Ruffell, she'll be arriving on the 23rd.
23rd. Oh, that's nice. So, like, it's nice. I think after this week, things sort of calm down a bit. We'll have a day off on Monday.
Monday, I can't wait for that.
Oh, so
what are you going to do on your day off?
I'm going to Glasgow, actually.
Oh.
And I think it'll be nice to get out of town.
Yeah.
I booked to stay in a hotel.
Fancy.
On my own. And I'm going to have a bath, because I didn't have a bath in the flat. And if I did have a bath in the flat I'm in, I would not use it.
You've got a bath. Sinking. Come in for a bath any time.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, Susan's maybe got some I'll salts. Do
that. I've got some bath salts.
Have you? What ones do you use?
I've got the Radox muscle relaxer.
Muscle relaxer. Oh,
the relaxer. Too relaxed.
Your speech there. I don't know about those ones.
Yeah, they just make you sort of. And do you know what I do?
What?
Put myself in a little boombox, Tom. Don't mind telling you or the listeners.
A boombox, is that one of those things you can like tap out a beat on in the underground?
No.
No, what's that? That's a beatbox.
Tapping out a beat on?
Tapping? I'm so confused.
Isn't that what's that?
Do you mean
one
of those things that, like, boys sit on and then play?
Yeah, what is that? That's not a boombox.
Oh, a cajon.
A cajon?
Like one of those.
No, I think you're thinking of something.
I think that's something. Sorry.
I don't know what these boys have been telling you about.
Don't listen to
play with my cajon.
It's like a drum.
Okay.
Guys, I'm so gullible.
No, I'm talking about. It's like a little Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, that's...
And let me tell you, I've got a little playlist that I put on for the bath.
What do you play? What do you play?
Oh, it's just it's a selection of sort of downbeat, but still quite nice, like some Beyonce, sure.
Of course.
A little bit of, like, the XX.
Oh.
Yeah. One Savage Garden.
Which one?
The
Dahlias.
Sorry?
I was just thinking of A Flower in a Garden. I just said
the Dahlias. Daisy. I don't know, I can't remember what it's called. It's an album track.
Oh.
Savage Garden, I find the funniest band in the world.
Oh, I loved them.
So did a really good friend of mine. I found out recently was a huge Savage Garden fan as a child, and I just didn't know that was
Darren Hayes. I thought he was great. Also gay and out.
Really?
Well done, Darren. If you're listening, you know the PO box.
Yeah, do write in. Who is Savage Garden? What are their songs? What's their famous song?
I believe in some desperate. He believes in a lot of things.
What was that, Jen? Jen,
I believe it. I believe that beauty magazines promote low self-esteem.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice. When was it? When were they around? Early noughties?
Yeah.
Probably early noughties. I'm really sorry, did I just ruin your podcast with some terrible
singing? It was lovely singing. Sometimes I sing and it's never well received.
We've often sung on the podcast.
I mean, we're going to get a bill.
PRS
of several million.
I imagine you've got a lovely, because you've got quite a deep voice. I bet you're a lovely sort of baritone kind of, or you more bass.
I have trouble pitching Susie with a test. Sometimes I do not decide on which octave my voice is.
I was singing to myself the other day in the house and Susie went, bit pitchy, mate.
I mean, I can say that because Jenny went to the Royal Academy of Music to study singing.
Oh, of course, that was your training, wasn't it, Jen?
It was, yeah, musical theatre.
So sometimes Jen will really, really go for it and I'll be like, oh, babe, bit pitchy.
I'm living with Simon Cowell.
It's just a bit of fun, guys.
She loves a high-waisted.
I actually do, a high-waisted.
Yeah, you do a high-waist. Sometimes Susie sits here just behind a desk. Three cutouts of judges.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Just sits there judging. Poor Jenny.
Listening to Sunita. Jenny, tell us about the Royal Academy.
Well, Janice. Sorry.
I like it.
Janice. Please tell us, what is your story? Where are you from? Where are you? What is your background?
What is my journey?
What's your journey to today?
Well, I started and I went to school, and then I went to the Royal Academy of Music. Clang.
Lovely.
That's something that you guys do, isn't it?
Yeah, well done. Like, that's huge. Really huge points.
Thank you so much.
Huge points.
And I did that, and I came out, and then I didn't get any musical theatre work, and then I started doing comedy, and that started working. So I was like, why didn't I do that sooner?
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. It finds you. If it's in you, it'll find you.
Yeah, I suppose so. But what's been amazing about living...
I said something really dark about disease or something.
If it's in you.
It will get you in the end.
You.
Comedy will kill you.
Yeah.
But then when I moved to Masseuse, I remember I was auditioning for Stepping Out in the West End, which was...
Oh,
like,
yeah!
And I had no idea about this sort of, like, singy-dancey side, acting. I just knew Suze as a comedian. I didn't know anything else. And I was all like, oh, God,
oceans,
I can't find
oceans of hidden talent.
Yeah.
You came to look at the flat and said, I've got an audition tomorrow, but I can't find my tap shoes.
Yeah, and you went, oh, I've got them. What size are you? And it was like, oh, my God, this is meant to be.
That is like the beginning of a film, isn't it?
Yeah, and since then, it's been...
Do you know how often people wander into your house and go, I can't find my tap shoes?
Right. But you were so unfazed. You're like, yeah, I've got some, cool.
How did you connect, you two? Was it on Facebook?
Facebook.
Through our
hearts. Yeah.
Through
our minds. Our minds. And then our souls.
And our rhythm.
I knew Jen... because of her ex-boyfriend. I know that. So then, and maybe we'd geek together, but we didn't really know each other properly. But no. I put on Facebook that I had
I was looking, and then you contacted me.
And was like, hey, ew.
And I was like, this looks dreamy. But then I was also like, I don't know, I'm not cool enough for East London. Can I pull this off?
A lot of people feel that, myself included, actually, Jenny. So don't feel bad about that.
I mean, now that I'm there.
Yeah, everyone's cool enough for East London.
Everyone's cool enough, it turns out.
Yeah.
Everyone's cool enough for everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
What is cool, guys? What is cool?
But it's like there's people who are like really body positive and like to take their clothes off and stuff. But you just realise like, they're just really beautiful people. Like,
yeah, it's really handy that you're so body positive, but also maybe it's because you're like a fucking model.
Exactly. I realised this recently, I'm like, oh, that's why.
Yeah,
it's not body positivity, it's just like, I look great.
Being
I don't know, I look great, and it would be great if everyone saw.
Yeah, exactly. Jen gets nude when she's drunk, don't you, Jen?
Oh, that's different, yeah. Jen. That's not what I meant.
I'm currently wearing a pair of Susie's knickers, but inside out.
Oh. Because last night I said to her...
put some pants on.
Jenny, put some pants on. Just walking out in a t-shirt with no pants, like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, that would have been cool, isn't it? Why is that something you do when you're drunk? Is that to get a bit of air around?
I think it's exactly that. I think I just need to air her out a bit.
Yeah, of course.
Because if you think about it, right, you guys... Well, I don't know what... briefs you wear, actually. Are you a brief or a boxer man?
I'm more of a trunk man.
Nice. But either way, it's still a little bit... there's a bit more room than... aren't it?
Sure,
not?
Sure.
They're quite close to us.
They're quite close, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I wear long johns and nothing else.
Of course. Susie only insists on wearing...
sometimes they're tap shoes.
Yeah, long johns, tap shoes.
And she's good to go.
She's ready for the day. Let's go.
I mean, you say that. If I left the house in a pair of long johns, people would be like... Susie always dresses weird.
Yeah,
Susie loves clutching patterns.
I would just worry about them being too warm if I wore long johns. I just go through a phase of wearing them all the time.
Of course you did.
Or instead of.
I felt both, I think.
As a teenager, Tom dressed like a Dickensian child to hide the fact that he was gay.
Oh my goodness.
The classic.
The classic story.
Like a cat, like one of those mob cat things. Or like...
Various guises. I was just interested in sort of other eras. I think I basically just wanted to live in some sort of other era in my mind, which, looking back, I think was just pure escapism. I wanted to be out of there.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess so. But yeah, I've always been interested in it. Yes. And yesterday, ooh, I found this tweed shop.
Oh my god!
I recommend it. It's near where I am on Victoria Street, I think it's called, where nearby Pizza Express is, if you know it.
Oh, I've been. A lovely little pizzeria.
It's so Italian, and it's so authentic.
It's really, nice. Really authentic.
It's that road that's quite stressful that goes down the hill into the grass market.
I know, exactly. I cannot handle that.
All around there, it does my head in.
Mm.
People taking pictures. Oh. Those fucking selfie sticks, I can shove those.
All of that can fuck right off. There, I've said it.
Yeah.
But this tweet shop.
She's out.
She's here. And I. So. Some friends of mine recommended this place. They said you'd like it. It's so nice. Such lovely tweed suits.
You should get a tweed suit, Tom.
So I bought one.
Oh,
yes!
Nice.
Yes.
It's blue and it's black.
Oh,
lovely.
And it's a double-breasted waistcoat with a lapel. Oh. They're taking it in for me right now as we speak. And then as I was leaving, I was like, but I like that blue one. And I like that grey one. So now I'm thinking of cashing in all my savings and just buying, investing heavily
cash
in tweed.
In. Be the tweed suit guy.
I thought you were going to say, like... traveller's checks.
I'm going to cash in those traveller's checks. I've had them too
what
long.
What are traveller's checks, Tom? Tell me.
I think... thank you for asking. I think that... Tom, that's the theme of today's podcast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we...
forgot.
The theme was meant to be dinks, because you learnt that word this week.
Oh, yeah, what does it mean?
Double income, no kids.
Yeah.
Double income, no kids.
It's what they often say about gay couples.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're dinks. Dublin come to their kids.
I didn't know that.
That's a great phrase.
Great phrase, right. Great phrase.
Whereas we're...
What are we?
Sinks.
Sinks, yeah. Sink estate.
Sorry, your tweet.
Tweed. Traveller's checks. Traveller's checks.
Thank you.
Traveller's checks, I think, were a thing that you could take, and you could take to a bank when you got abroad. So it meant you weren't travelling with lots of cash.
Yeah.
But you'd have to show identification. So they weren't they weren't very easy to steal because you'd have to show ID to cash them in.
Right.
I think.
Makes sense.
Or maybe not. But I think maybe you could spend them in certain places as well.
Right.
When you were abroad.
Do you think they would do women's wear in this tweed shop?
Yeah, they have a separate women's shop. I went into it first by mistake.
Got yourself a pencil skirt?
I got myself such a lovely pencil skirt. Tweed jacket, nipped in, cinched in at the waist.
Oh, because you mean business.
Because I mean business. really, you know, roomy on the bust.
Oh, that's good. Because, you know, they change over the month, don't they?
They change over the month. Yeah. It depends where I am in the month. Sometimes they're really quite out there.
It's week three. Tom's got tips.
Yeah, they will come out. I mean, I'm feeling them because I did have a session at the gym.
Oh, clang.
But I've actually cancelled my session at the gym today. I'm very busy.
Tom, you've got a lot on.
Yeah, I've got a lot on. Sorry, Scott.
But what are you doing in the gym? Do you do just a mix of cardio weights?
Well, I have a trainer for this month. I've treated myself.
Wowee.
You know, I mean, I thought he was quite reasonable compared to London.
Really?
Like, 30 quid a sesh.
Oh, that's incredibly reasonable.
Yeah, so I thought I'm going to do this, and that's going to be a thing I'm going to do.
How many sessions a week?
I try to do three.
Oh my goodness.
And he's great. Yeah, he's really, we do a push session, a pull session, and a leg session.
I mean... I feel like that's a subcategory on...
Grindr.
Yeah. Push and pull?
Push and pull. He's mainly pushing. I'm really trying to pull. No one's got their legs in the air. It's good though. It makes me feel good for going.
I can make you feel good.
But I feel like I always lament that I don't make the progress at the gym I'd like to make. But I think it's because.
Yeah, but what? Do you want to be big buffing?
I just want to be a bit buffing. Thanks, love.
Yeah. Figure is a funny word to use for a man.
I love saying figure though.
I like physique.
Oh, darling physique.
Yeah.
Have you seen him? He's got the most darling
He's got the most wonderful physique. He's so body positive. but I actually like the gym as well. It's a bit, it's called The Gym. It's one of those kind of ones that's open 24 hours.
I know.
It's quite inexpensive. And it doesn't, it's quite a sort of moderate crowd there. When I'm sometimes with my home gym in London, it's a bit showy-offy.
Really?
I don't like that. And everyone's a bit beautiful there. But here, they're a bit more ordinary. It's a bit of a mix.
So you say people are ugly in Edinburgh?
No, Susie, but at my gym they are a bit fugly, yeah.
We go to a hilarious gym in London,
don't
we?
My God. The gym that's opposite our place. So there's like
a... There's a gym there?
Well, it's like a leisure centre.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. British Empire?
Very British Empire. Yeah. The woman behind the... the woman behind the desk seemingly doesn't know how to open the door to let you into the gym, despite the fact that she is there every day.
That's it.
No, that's... come back, come away a bit. Oh, it's not work it. Wait a second.
And she has to get up and let
you in. Yeah, and then swipe something. She goes, every time. And then it's full of what my father would refer to as cranks. People that are just like doing weird things. Like, I'm not saying people that have like any sort of like actual problem, but people that are like just doing quite odd things at the gym.
Like, you will see a man with tracksuit bottom socks and a pair of loafers.
There are a lot of running shoes.
Yeah, you will sometimes see that in some gyms.
A surprising amount of like old men with walking sticks, and I'm like, I appreciate that you're probably coming to do some stuff, but they just sit on the apparatus and they chat to each other.
Yeah.
So you can't get on like the fly press or whatever it's called because
they're having like
exactly.
Playing chess in the park.
It's a very funny place.
That's
really
odd. Swimming pool?
Yeah, there's a swimming pool. I've not been in it actually.
No, neither. There's a climbing wall.
Oh, isn't that always? Wall? Oh, everyone loves a climbing wall, don't they?
Have you done it?
Never.
Have you?
I'd worry about my heels slipping.
Really?
Well, don't do it in my heels.
Stop rubbing butter on your feet.
Don't do it in your stilettos. That's the main thing. Tom came, he was wearing his lovely tweed pencil skirt.
Oh, he looked so lovely. He had his tweed suit on.
I imagine you, legs akimbo, trying to get up.
guys, help me. Yeah, like, I'd probably be like, I'd get to the top and then have no way of getting down. Like, I'd be like, it's too scary to get down. I can't.
Crying.
I'd be there crying with my legs over one over one side.
But then Scott could come and save you.
Scott would have to travel down on the train. He's very broad. Very broad. Not in his accent, but in his tallness.
Nice big broad shoulders.
Big, very broad shoulders.
Mm. Well, I was with Big Tom D last night, who's a friend of ours, Tom Davis. He's in.
Oh, yes, he came to see the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so nice to see him there. Sorry, yes.
Oh, he came to your show as well?
Is this your friend from America?
No.
Sauce, everyone.
Big Tom.
So, our friend from America, I think, who creates queer theatre, I think he's going to come on the podcast.
That would be lovely.
He's been making queer theatre for 20 years and has done it literally all over the world.
Well, good for him.
Good for him. We're going to chat to him, hopefully, over the course of the...
Tell us about Tom Dix.
He's the guy from Murder and Success Film, Tom Davies.
Oh,
and he is
yes.
so tall and so broad, and he came to my show last night.
Oh.
And when he gives you a cuddle, he envelops you. Oh. It's so nice.
I'd love to be
It's so necessary in the Fringe.
ML or otherwise, I don't mind.
You just feel like a tiny little toddler, don't you? Oh. Like, talking to him.
That's what I want to be made to feel safe.
Yeah. Oh, God, feeling safe.
Feeling safe.
Mm. It's all I really want. When, of course, we're not.
Yeah.
Never.
No, we're never.
On that note.
Now, we have to round things up. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been actually a dream come true.
Oh, Jenny, you're welcome on Like Minded Friends any day of the week.
Now, Jenny's so show, if you're at the
yes,
Fringe, is on at 8:10. It's called Egg Time, and it's in the Pleasance Dome.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, lovely show. I am at 8 p.m. at the Pleasance Courtyard.
What about your extra shows? Because Clang Guy,
that's
Tom doing extra shows because he's selling so well.
Well, that's very nice.
My little boy has grown up.
There's a couple of extra shows on this weekend. What date is that? It's the Friday and Saturday this week.
12/13.
12/13.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing some over the last weekend as well, 25th, 26th, 27th. So.
Huge achievement. Congratulations.
Well, yeah, that's
thank you, guys. And Susie, everybody's raving about Susie's show.
It's
everybody
been
loves
very
loves
fun.
It.
It's called Keeping It Classy. It's on at 9:45 in the Pleasance Courtyard.
It's all great.
And we've had some of the podcast people, fans
come
in.
Oh, we love
in,
it. It's so
and
nice.
So lovely. Some people that come every year and they always say hello and don't think that it goes unnoticed because it definitely doesn't.
Honestly, it makes our day. It's so nice.
So lovely.
So keep doing that, please. And otherwise, have a wonderful week and we'll see you next week on Like-Minded Friends.
Okay,
bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.